He then marched up the far side steps and posted himself, facing outward. What the hell were they up to now? Expanding on their already overburdened practical joke. Then Lady appeared, as fell and as radiant as fantasy, as beautiful as a dream. I clicked my heels and bowed. She descended to join me. She was a vision. She extended a hand. My manners did not desert me, despite all the hard years. Wouldn't this give Opal fuel for gossip? One Eye followed Lady down, wreathed in dark mists through which crawled shadows with eyes. He inspected the grotto, too. As he turned to go back the way he had come, I said, "I'm going to incinerate that hat." Tricked out like a lord he was, but still wearing his rag-picker's hat. He grinned, assumed his post. "Have you ordered?" Lady asked. "Yes, but only for one." A small horde of staff tumbled past One Eye, terrified. The master of the gardens himself drove them. If they had been fawning with me, they were downright disgusting with Lady. I have never been that impressed with anyone in any position of power. It was a long, slow meal, undertaken mostly in silence, with me sending unanswered, puzzled glances across the table. A memorable dining experience for me, though Lady hinted that she had known better. The problem was, we were too much on stage to take any real enjoyment from it, not only for the crowd, but for one another. Along the way, I admitted I had not expected her to appear, and she said my storming out of the tower made her realize that if she did not just drop everything and go, she would not shake the tentacles of imperial responsibility till someone freed her by murdering her.
"So you just walked. The place will be coming apart."
"No, I left certain safeguards in place. I delegated powers to people whose judgment I trust, in such fashion that the Empire will accrete to them gradually, and become theirs solidly before they realize that I've deserted."
"I hope so.
I am a charter member of that philosophical school which believes that if anything can go sour, it will." "It won't matter to us, will it? We'll be well out of range."
"Morally, it matters, if half a continent is thrown into civil war."
"I think I have made sufficient moral sacrifice."
A cold wind overswept me. Why can't I keep my big damned mouth shut?
"Sorry," I said. "You're right. I didn't think." "Apology accepted. I must confess something. I've taken a liberty with your plans."
"Eh?" One of my more intellectual moments.
"I canceled your passage aboard that merchantman."
"What? Why?"
"It wouldn't be seemly for a legate of the Empire to travel aboard a broken-down grain barge. You are too cheap, Croker. The Quinquereme Soulcatcher built, the Dark Wings, is in port. I ordered her readied for the crossing to Beryl."
"My gods, the very doom ship that brought us north.
We aren't well loved in Beryl." "Beryl is an imperial province these days. The frontier lies 300 miles beyond the sea now. Have you forgotten your part in what made that possible?"
"I only wanted to." "No, but my attention has been elsewhere the past few decades. If the frontier had drifted that far, then imperial boots tramped the asphalted avenues of my own home city."